for voting something that civil society must keep pushing for, particularly those that are in neighboring countries who have the capacity to travel back to Zimbabwe and exercise their right to vote if it is not possible to administer their diaspora vote from wherever they are in other countries.
But logistically, how would that work for those who are able to come back to Zimbabwe and vote in terms of security measures?
One thing for sure that I would say with confidence is that in as much as many people in the diaspora may actually not have the appropriate documentation for them to be legally recognized wherever they are, most of them actually have documents that once they cross the border into Zimbabwe, they are recognized and can register to vote like any other Zimbabwean and can come back and vote like any other Zimbabwean. However, the ideal situation, given the large numbers of Zimbabweans out there, close to 4 million is the estimate. The ideal situation would have been to identify and work with those countries to allow voting to take place, for example, at embassy.